Hello, Triple M.
Good morning, Moffy. It's Andrew Fraser, mate. I've been described as an ex-politician or something.
You used to be the one that we would talk to each week, I think.
Yeah, I used to be Andrew Fraser.
See, this is the first time I think you've probably ever called through on the comp line.
Well, it is, and so I just thought I'd give you a call on the debacle that happened last night, which is somewhat bizarre, but anyway, it's
three and a bit hours of debate. There were, I think, three amendments that were discussed and debated, and then lost. And then went back to the original motion, which was then a 4-all draw with the mayor's casting vote pushing that through. And then we found out afterwards that there was a rescission motion that was lodged with the general manager, which basically now puts it on hold again.
Well, I'm pleased it's on hold, because at the end of the day, I've said it before, I'll say it again, this is an extravagance that we just cannot afford as a community. We've got some of the highest rates in New South Wales. The figures that have been supplied by the council, as far as I'm concerned, are rubbery, to say the least. Yeah, you've only got to look at the number of jobs they're predicting it's going to create, but at the end of the day, if you get an average wage of, say, $35,000 on those jobs over that period of time, you've got a $52 million wage bill. If it's more realistic, which would be around the $70,000 job on wage on construction, you've got a bill that's going to come out over $100 million, yet they're telling us it's going to cost us $76 million. I mean, the whole thing, they never considered City Hill. If you look at what they considered town centre only. To say that, you know, all other cities have their art galleries in the middle of town, to me, is laughable. It's 800 metres from Parliament House to the Art Gallery of New South Wales. So, you know, when you start adding all these things up, it is quite bizarre. And I think it's high time we had a public meeting where real public discussion can actually take place on what I said is an unaffordable extravagance. It's just absolutely bizarre.
I mean, look, Andrew, we spoke about last week. No one's denying that we probably need a bigger library, an art gallery, and these things would be great to have. But last night in the council meeting, there were cheers when Keith Rhodes said, look, I agree and I support a library, an art gallery, and a museum in the same place, but I don't support having the council administration building in that building as well. When he said that, there were cheers, and a lot of people are almost saying the same thing in a lot of social media.
Well, the barbershop talk is that as well. I mean, the reality is this. If you move the art gallery to City Hill, which was always proposed when that block of land was sold to the council for cultural purposes, there was almost $3 million got to improve the bunker gallery up there, so you put it all together, you got plenty of room for parking out there, which you don't have in the CBD. You then move the library into the old art gallery, which doubles the size of the library, no cost. You sell the land to developers and get the streetscape that they want, and I agree with the streetscape. You put a couple of floors, one or two floors, on top of the existing council chambers, which is an excellent council chambers, and you've solved your problem. Yeah, at the end of the day, I don't know why they're pushing so hard for this. You know, I think we need financial management in the council, and I'm talking about the employees of council, that actually give us true advice back to the councillors, true advice to the members of the public. Yeah, you know, I'm a free agent now. I would love to see a public meeting. I might call one myself in a couple of weeks and put what I know on the table and what the council's been offered by the government in the past, and just see and ask the question why they haven't picked up those offers. I mean, Clarence Council got about $8 or $9 million for a new art gallery up there. To me, it just hasn't gone. It doesn't pass the pub test. It doesn't pass the hairdressing or the barbershop test, and it doesn't pass the Facebook test. It's a star chamber. For God's sake, let's get it right. Let's get what we need. And I agree with Keith Rhodes. We need all these things. But, you know, under the proposal that they've got at the moment, there is less office space. There is less office space than what they have existing. I mean, God almighty, let's put it all on the table. Let's have some truth on this.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. I guess 2 weeks' time, the next council meeting is when it'll be no doubt raised again.
Well, you know, I think maybe we need that public meeting prior to the next council meeting and send a real message back to council, because I'm sure they're not listening. I challenge the councillors, those that voted for it, to walk up the main street and talk to the people and just see. I couldn't get there last night. My grandson's in hospital. The pink ladies out there said, look, what you've proposed is far better than what council has. They all agreed that we need something, but they don't agree with the model that's been put forward.
Mm, yeah.
Pretty simple.
We'll wait and see, and keep us in the loop, Andrew.
I will, Muffy, and nice to ring on the 1-3-2-7-10 number, mate. I'm still interested. I might be retired, but I'm still interested.
Good stuff. See you later.
Ciao, mate.
Andrew Fraser, former local member for Coffs Harbour, as I saw in the story, ex-politician. This is Triple M.